I have always been of the mindset that individuals matter. As a social animal with two arms and one lap, we humans are evolutionarily programmed to empathize and interact with and minister to individuals rather than to whole large groups. Even as society becomes ever more technologically advanced and we are pulled further and further back from directly assisting people or animals in need, with hospitals and agencies and organizations acting for all of us, we have never lost that impulse to help individuals. In order for many of us to contribute to a cause or help at a food bank or work to restore habitat, we need to feel viscerally connected to an individual. That need for specificity is fundamental human nature. Some conservationists decry this impulse because to protect species and biodiversity, we really must focus on populations rather than individuals. But caring about individuals does not negate caring about the larger picture. Indeed, some of the world's finest conservationists were originally sparked by a magical face-to-face encounter with one individual animal. I'd argue that in order to be fully human, our hearts and our minds must both be fully engaged. Yet some conservationists and biologists ridicule wildlife rehab centers because of their focus on individual creatures, and a few, like Robert Zink of the University of Minnesota and Paul Curlinger of Curry and Curlinger, quote, consultants to the wind power industry, even poo-poo efforts to stop construction of likely bird death traps like the proposed Viking Stadium or the AT&T lighted guide tower on the edge of the Boundary Waters. Individual bird lives mean absolutely nothing to them. They both have claimed that even egregious death traps causing the deaths of hundreds or thousands of birds each year won't affect populations. By rejecting, or perhaps not even sensing, the impulses of their own human hearts, these scientists may believe they're espousing Spock-like wisdom, but their cold and unfeeling message makes the human beings hearing them turn away from both them and such a coldly scientific approach to other issues as well, adding fuel to the anti-science sentiments that are so polarizing our society. I'm not normally one who sees the world through the prism of the original Star Trek series, one of the rare TV shows with nary a bird in the soundtrack, much less mentioned in the dialogue. Space may be the final frontier, but as Robert Frost almost said, Earth's the right place for birds. I don't know where else they're likely to live. Even so, Star Trek can at least give us a model for how, in wildlife and conservation issues, attention must be paid on both the Spock-like scientific front and the McCoy-like heart front. It's Captain Kirk who embodies both. The human heart is not supposed to take precedence over our minds. A world of all McCoys would be at least as dangerous as, and far more backwards than, one of all Spocks. For example, people who look at individual feral cats and can't bear the thought of euthanizing a single one, even as they realize they can't find them all homes as indoor cats, are the ones who started the fundamentally flawed trap-neuter-release projects. Now that several of these programs have been in existence for several years, it's increasingly obvious that they have not helped. The number of feral cats continues to climb even within these colonies, and because people provide supplemental food and veterinary care that extends individual feral cat lives far beyond what natural predators enjoy, these subsidized killers take out many times the number of prey animals in their territories than natural predators possibly could. the human heart focusing entirely on individuals can be blind to all this collateral damage. Finding a truly wise solution to the feral cat situation and all kinds of other important conservation issues requires integrating mind and heart. The Spocks and McCoys among us have valuable input, but it's the Captain Kirks among us who must synthesize it to find the solution. Where we'll find these fully integrated human beings, I just don't know. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.